Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Accidental President, Harry S. Truman, and the 4 months that changed the world by A.J. BAME is a focused narrative history of one of the most compressed and consequential leadership transitions in modern politics. When Franklin D. Roosevelt died in April 1945, Vice President Truman stepped into the presidency with limited preparation, incomplete briefings, and the largest war in human history still raging. BAME centers the story on the short window from Truman's sudden inauguration through the summer of 1945, when decisions about Allied strategy, relations with the Soviet Union, and the end of the Pacific War converged. The book follows Truman's rapid education in the machinery of wartime government and his evolving confidence as he worked with military commanders, cabinet officials, and foreign leaders. Rather than treating the era as a set of abstract policy debates, it portrays the pressure, uncertainty, and moral weight behind choices that reshaped the post-war world and helped define the early contours of American power. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a sudden inheritance of war and power. A central topic is the shock of transition and the practical reality of inheriting an immense wartime presidency. Truman did not rise through a long apprenticeship focused on foreign policy at the highest level, and BAME emphasizes how quickly the job demands forced him to learn. The book highlights the institutional scale Truman suddenly commanded, intelligence briefings, global military theaters, alliance management, and a domestic economy geared to total war. It also depicts the human dimension of taking office in grief and urgency, with Roosevelt's death creating both a vacuum and a mandate to keep the nation steady. This topic explores how legitimacy is established when a leader arrives unexpectedly, and how Truman's plain-spoken style interacted with a government built around Roosevelt's personality and networks. The story underscores that leadership is not only about having strong opinions, but about building a working understanding of systems, people, and constraints fast enough to act. In those 4 months, Truman had to absorb what the war required, what advisors recommended, and what the public expected, while knowing that delay itself could cost lives and shape history. Secondly, the weight of the atomic decision. Another major focus is Truman's confrontation with the Manhattan Project and the choice of how to end the war against Japan. BAME presents this as a decision shaped by military forecasts, casualty estimates, the desire to avoid a prolonged invasion, and the strategic aim of compelling surrender. The book situates the atomic bomb not as a single dramatic moment, but as part of a rapidly evolving set of options and uncertainties, including conventional bombing, blockade, and diplomatic signaling. It also emphasizes the decision-making environment, limited time, incomplete information, and competing perspectives inside the administration and military leadership. Beyond operational considerations, the topic addresses the moral and political consequences Truman had to anticipate, including how the use of the weapon would echo in global perceptions of the United States and in future warfare. Readers see how wartime leaders often make irreversible choices without the benefit of hindsight, while bearing responsibility for outcomes they cannot fully control. This part of the narrative helps explain why the summer of 1945 became a pivot point not only for World War II, but for the dawn of the nuclear age. Thirdly, Allied diplomacy and the strain of post-war planning. BAME places heavy emphasis on how Truman navigated the Allied relationship at the moment it began to fracture. With Germany collapsing and victory in Europe imminent, wartime unity increasingly gave way to bargaining over borders, occupations, and political futures. The book explores Truman's first encounters with the realities of summit diplomacy and coalition warfare. Balancing British concerns, managing Soviet intentions, and translating military success into a durable settlement. This topic looks at how leaders must negotiate with partners who share immediate goals but diverge on long-term visions. It also shows how personal dynamics and communication styles matter, especially when a new president meets seasoned counterparts who had long relationships with Roosevelt. The narrative describes the practical challenges of constructing agreements that can survive the transition from war to peace, including questions about Germany's administration, Eastern Europe's political direction, and the architecture of international cooperation. In these months, decisions and signals carried outsized meaning because they set expectations and shaped trust. The book uses Truman's experience to illustrate how diplomacy is often conducted under time pressure and ambiguity, where misread intentions can harden into lasting rivalry. Fourthly, managing commanders, advisors, and conflicting counsel. A key theme is the internal management of power, how Truman worked with generals, cabinet members, and influential aides while forming his own judgment. BAME shows that presidential decision-making is rarely solitary. Instead, it emerges from competing briefings, institutional rivalries, and the need to arbitrate between strong personalities. The book emphasizes the difference between receiving information and understanding it well enough to decide, especially for a president new to the most sensitive programs and plans. This topic examines how Truman balanced deference to expertise with the necessity of asserting civilian authority. It also explores the political skills required to keep government functioning during a leadership change, maintaining continuity, signaling confidence, and correcting course when needed. The narrative highlights that disagreements are not only about facts, but about values and priorities, such as speed versus caution, military necessity versus diplomatic leverage, and secrecy versus accountability. By focusing on the short 4-month period, Baime makes visible the mechanics of governance that are often hidden in broader histories: who gets access, how agendas are set, and how a president decides what to trust when the consequences are global. Lastly, from wartime victory to the first Cold War fault lines, the book frames Truman's early presidency as a bridge between World War II and the emerging post-war order. Even before the war officially ended, the outlines of a new conflict appeared in disputes over influence, reconstruction, and political legitimacy in Europe and Asia. Baime explores how strategic choices made during the final phase of the war doubled as positioning for what came next. This topic considers how Truman interpreted Soviet behavior, how he weighed firmness against cooperation, and how early signals could either reassure allies or provoke adversaries. It also highlights the paradox of 1945. Hopes for lasting peace and international institutions existed alongside intense suspicion and competition. The narrative suggests that the Cold War was not inevitable in a simple sense, but it was made more likely by the accumulation of decisions, misunderstandings, and hard interests in those pivotal months. By following Truman's learning curve in real time, the book helps readers see how the post-war world was not designed from a single blueprint. It was assembled through urgent wartime decisions that carried forward, shaping alliances, deterrence, and the long shadow of nuclear power. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a fast-moving, character-driven account of high-stakes leadership rather than a purely academic policy study. Fans of World War II history, presidential biography, and early Cold War origins will find it especially rewarding, as will anyone curious about how large institutions behave when a new leader takes over overnight. The practical benefit is perspective. Baime's focus on a narrow but explosive timeframe shows how decisions are made under uncertainty, how advisors influence outcomes, and how moral questions collide with strategic necessity. That lens can sharpen a reader's understanding of modern crises, where leaders still face incomplete information and irreversible choices. Compared to broader Truman biographies or sweeping war histories, the book's value lies in its tight scope and narrative intensity. By concentrating on the 4 months that reshaped global politics, it delivers clarity without requiring readers to navigate Truman's entire life or the full arc of the war. The result is a compelling case study in responsibility, communication, and the costs of delay. For readers weighing similar titles, this one stands out for turning complex events into a coherent leadership story that remains relevant. If you would like to support A.J. Baime, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.